Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Welcome back to another edition of Zero Blog 30. Today, we don't really have any rounds in the magazine. We're just here with our buddy White Sox Dave. We're going to chop it up with him. Kate is out. She's feeling under the weather, and she's also in New York. She's doing a lot of things that I have a lot of reservations about as her friend and somebody that works with her on a daily. I'm just concerned with her. She's constantly coughing, constantly nothing but dirt rat cereal.
Just concerned. You would forget that she's pregnant given what she's posting that she's eating. She's constantly sucking down cereal. Listen,
while
I get
doing
that pregnant.
Four different diabetes tests in a week.
Yeah.
And she's still
doing it. She had to do that glucose test or whatever, which I guess is a big deal if you fail it. But yeah, very concerning. You would think maybe the second time around she might change things, but nope, Kate's going to Kate.
Nope. So we got White Sox Dave in today. Because if you're not on Twitter, if you don't follow us on Twitter and do all the different Barstool Twitter things, you might miss one of the best rivalries that there is, and that is Dave versus Cons. And so I wanted to bring them in because they're very different perspectives on life, I would say. But before we jump into that, I want to ask you, Dave, because there was some news that came out about recruiting in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, the military has a test that you have to take in order to become an enlisted person. Like you go and take, it's called the ASVAB. There's different sections about the ASVABs, and recently they have changed or are looking at changing and having just one difference in the math test is that you're going to be allowed to use a calculator. How do you feel about that?
How political can we get on the show?
No, as political as you want.
That's what I thought.
Whatever you want to say, Dave.
What are we coming to?
Yeah, good question. I like to
what
start
are we,
there.
I want the best of the best representing me in the military. I know, considering who I'm speaking with across the country right now, that isn't always the case. But, you know, every so often, a bad seed will slip through the cracks. That said, I want my, you know, military to be able to perform. I want them to be as sharp as can be. I want them to be the calculators. I don't want them needing calculators.
Okay, Cons, what is your thoughts on it?
No, I agree with Dave. I mean, I understand the recruiting woes that is being experienced across the DoD right now. So they're looking at ways to maybe not just completely abandon all standards and just lower them to an extent. But, you know, where does it end? You start using calculators now. Do they start taking them as groups next? They start doing group tests. I don't know. I mean, I dealt with a lot of soldiers that were not that bright. So I think you could still get it done without the calculators. I don't know how much the calculators are really going to help.
That was my question, actually. How? I mean, you two both took, I would imagine, multiple tests.
I didn't,
right?
No.
Well, you're commissioned. You were an enlisted, so you had to.
Yeah.
And this is just for enlisted officers.
Yeah, just enlisted, personnel. Yep.
Personnel.
Quality sleep optimizes recovery, helping professional and everyday athletes perform their best. Only the Sleep Number smart bed is proven to improve the quality of sleep and provides valuable insights that can be used to support overall wellness. Talent on a college team allows the best players to outperform their opponents, but in the NFL, everyone is talented. Players entering the draft need every competitive edge they can get, starting with quality sleep. Training will only get more intense as players transition to the pros, so to optimize recovery, they can rely on Sleep Number for consistent, high-quality sleep. Experience game-changing sleep with a Sleep Number smart bed only at a Sleep Number store.
How hard was it?
It was easy. I mean, to me, if you can't pass that, you're fucking brain dead anyways. So you, or you just suck at test. I don't think a calculator makes a difference.
Can you give me like a quick off the top of your head example? Like,
yeah, like there
Pythagorean
is
Pythagorean theorem, shit like that.
Some, like there's not like a lot of calculus or whatever, but there is a lot of things that will go into engineering or mechanical. Like the math portion is to see what your aptitude would be on calculating different like wattages, and for if you're going to be an electrician, if you're going to do those different things. So it'll identify what job capability you have and what you don't have. So my strengths were a lot of the strengths that I have now, like communication and written theory were my strengths, whereas other people could have math. For me, I think that math on like the number scale of doing it on paper is an antiquated idea anyways.
I would agree.
So for the most part, I don't think that you're going to do that. And for a majority of enlisted personnel, your requirements are never going to be math intensive of like what you actually do on a job. There is going to be some, like even as a dog handler, I had to calculate how much dog food I was going to need. So there is some math requirements that are needed. But by and large, I don't think it has anything to do with 9 times 6. I don't think that that shit matters at all. No, so calculator on that, because you're going to have a calculator. If you, I mean, I don't think that you do a military entrance test to be like, well, what happens when the shit's going down? And next thing you know, you got to run up a play in the dirt with math. Like, that's just not a realistic scenario.
Mm-hmm. I will say, though, from like my perspective as an artillery guy, before we could use all the fancy computers to calculate how to fire all those weapons, we had to do it, you know, by hand. We had to learn like the basics and the fundamentals, because God forbid, like the computers go down, you still got to put steel down range. You don't want to be like, well, the computer's broke, so we can't fire right now. So I do think you should still be able to do the basic stuff without a calculator.
But I want to go further down that road. What do you think the biggest recruiting problems are? If you were, if let's say we're going to make you Department of Defense Secretary Dave, what are some of the changes you make?
Changes that I would make?
Yeah. Help the recruiting problem be solved.
Okay. So, all right.
It should be good.
I don't know. Do you want to go on like a war bond drive?
Do
like
whatever
what
you
they
need
did
to.
With
Whatever
Ron
you think
Livingston.
Will work.
Loosen whatever standards you can have. You have unlimited budget. You have advertising. You essentially have the full – you do. You have the full treasure chest of the United States government behind you.
This is something that I would actually like to think about and give a thoughtful answer to. But, like, off the top of my head and off the cuff, I feel like right now at this very juncture as at this very time as an American, like, you know, post 9/11, you were overseas post 9/11, as were UConn's. I feel like that was like, hoorah, American pride, waving flags, ready to go overseas and kill some fucking Arabs in the Middle East, right?
not quite like that, but there was
obviously
that was a lot of the sentiment.
That's the sentiment.
I mean, it's not a polite way to say it, but that was definitely the sentiment.
And right now, I feel like. We hate each other more than we hate the people that are actually enemies, you know? So maybe
I would agree with
figure
that.
Out a way to, you know, if you're looking for, I mean, are numbers down that badly in the military?
Oh yeah, they're down. They're dropping like the requirements, but this is the same type of thing that's happened after every single major conflict that America's ever been in. Because if you go from a generation, the 80s, for example, after Vietnam was completely over, it was very difficult.
Probably plummeted, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason why movies like the one, it's escaping me, I think it's Heartbreak Ridge with Clint Eastwood, when they showed reconnaissance Marines and in the hangar and they're doing whatever, having earrings and shit. Because in the 80s, you were.
Yeah, able what were
to
you
do,
doing?
They
what?
Needed you, so you couldn't do anything.
Right.
You could do whatever you wanted, essentially.
I would just go very simple. There's got to be a budget allocated somewhere. Couldn't we just increase some sign-on bonuses? I feel like that would entice a lot of younger people.
But it hasn't really worked. Like, a lot of the different services have done that. The Air Force is offering, I think, 30 in some jobs. Right after the Sturge, when the Sturge was going on, they were offering a lot for, like, re-enlistment bonus. I got 36.5 to re-enlist. But there were some dudes that I knew that were, like, scout sniper trained that were getting 60, 65.
And is that tax-free?
If you do it overseas, yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of folks would be like, send me overseas for a couple of weeks. I'll go train somebody, and then you can get a reenlistment bonus that would be tax-free.
Yeah, my sister, she, I don't know exactly what it's called, but she just bought 200 acres down in Tennessee off of a grant that she got for first-time homebuyer in the military like that.
Yeah, grant, a land grant.
So I've it's something, but she did that. I mean, obviously they have the free education in place. Are you, like, considered vested or... Do you have tenure where you're getting money from the military still today?
Yes. So I'm retired from the Marine Corps. Retired me at the rank that I like my terminal rank is what it's called. So I get a pension from the VA because you have to pick between the VA and the Marine Corps. So I pick the VA side. But there is a lot of things like that. But I think that you're right because there's the biggest things that if you look at folks our age and younger on social media that they complain about. Never being able to buy a house, like, because if you like that shit super expensive, most people can't buy a house. The VA or the GI Bill takes that away, like, or the VA loan takes that away. Health insurance being crazy, that's all covered. Housing problems, that's basically all covered. All those different things that society says that you need and is not obtainable for people our age and younger, you get that pretty almost. How so many of my veteran friends are homeowners comparatively to the people that I know who aren't veterans. Do you think in your community, is that the way it is too, Cons? You have richer friends than me. So,
well, yeah. But I do know, like, what I will say, homeowners at younger ages,
I think
is more prevalent across the military and veterans because you have the VA.
You don't see many 25-year-old homeowners that aren't military related.
No way. Unless they're, correct, like, you know, trust fund babies.
Correct. I bought my first house using a VA loan because you don't have to put any money down. And that's what made it possible to do so. But I would say, yeah, by and large, you know, it affords you a lot of great things. Also, college education, you didn't mention. I mean, you got your
I was just about to say that. True, so I was the first person in my family, be it from my mom's side or dad's side, to ever step foot on a college campus. So I had no idea what I was going through. I ended up going to a school that was way, way, way too expensive for what the means I would have now because I'm still paying out the ass in student loans. My parents couldn't. They're like, you guys are on your own. Like, we can't afford. It was five kids in college at over 1 4-year. So it's like, we can't afford you guys, you know? I didn't realize this until my sister, who's younger, she's overseas right now. I had no education on what going into the military would do for me had I chosen that path. But by the time I already learned it, like, I was pretty much done with college, about to graduate and everything, so I was pot committed. If I would have known that in high school, just having the information provided to me, I would have been in ROTC so fast.
Yeah.
And I know you guys shit on ROTC guys, like, in a joking manner, I would assume. But that would have been, I wouldn't have even thought twice, I would have done it.
Hey, Jen, listen, not everybody can get to West Point. Like, ROTC's fine.
Or the Air Force Academy, which was Kanz's first school. People forget that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he tried to get in there.
No. He didn't. I would never go to a community college. Never.
But I mean, my
shots
point
fired at my daughter who, like, started today.
Oh, that's the other thing. Junior college is a fantastic route if you don't have – if, like, I told kids I was coaching baseball, like, don't – like, if you don't know what you – if you're not going to be a doctor or lawyer, like, junior college is a fantastic route regardless because – I mean, that's a whole different topic. But the American education system, it teaches you to go to school, you know, for 12, 13, 14 years, accrue a mountain of debt for student loans – and go work and pay off that debt for the next 40 years instead of, like, hey, you have this option, this option, this option, this option, one of them being joining the military and making a career out of that. And, like, my sister, she's going to be retired fucking – she's 31 now. She'll be retired by the time she's 40.
Yeah, it's
doing
weird
whatever
thinking
she
about
wants.
It is weird thinking about that because I got out – I've been out fucking 11 years now. And so I got my first retirement check at 30 years old. And having that stability, like, just even something can happen to you in any job. Having the military is like a background, like, where if something happens, you're going to be taken care of. It's pretty nice.
I don't,
like,
think you, most, like, people realize that.
Benefit.
So you're talking about, you know, how do you fix the issue that is lack of people wanting to join the military right now? Obviously, we talked about the first one with there's just lack of – national pride, I guess you could call it, at the moment. But like,
you're right. It's the
I was
level.
Never ever presented with that information when I was going through like the college search and all of that.
Gallup poll says that Americans' pride about being Americans is lowest that it's been since 3 years after the withdrawal in Vietnam.
That's and I it's palpable too. I was in seventh grade when September 11th happened. I remember after that, it was like America this, America. We were like all pulling from the same thing. And I'm not trying to say that's good or bad. I'm saying that's just what it was, you know. And I feel like right now, and I don't feel like, I know it's just not that. You can feel it. it's tension amongst
that.
Us
yeah.
instead of, you know, outer forces, I guess you could say, that what we should be focusing on.
And I mean, imagine back then that there would be people who are defending Russia. Like, at any point, like, that are like, actually, no, Russia's not that bad. Like,
no.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, they were just kind of there at that time.
And now they're still bad. So let's get into some of the things that you guys disagree on. Cons, what do you think where did your and Dave's rivalry kind of start?
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I don't even know the origin
of
it at this point. I think he just has raccoon tastes. And that's really what it comes down to. It all boils down to he views the world through his lens of being a raccoon and his raccoon tastes. And I just disagree with him there. But I mean, that's the exact reason, Dave, you would have been excellent in the military. I knew so many soldiers that were just like you, irrational confidence, unjustified, severe nicotine habit. You know, you're always dipping. I mean, you would have fit into any platoon.
Anybody who played catcher ever would be a good in the military.
Yes.
Anybody.
That was me.
Yeah.
I
would have taken
Washington
you in my platoon. But what was the origin from your perspective?
It was Denzel Washington. And
oh, because you're an idiot.
I'm not though.
Chaps,
you
do you know what he thinks?
No. I don't know what that
I was
is.
Talking about this. Big T agreed with me, and then Hannah, she's like, you know what? Actually, I agree with you. He's just I think Denzel Washington movies are fantastic. I think he's great at what he does. I think he's kind of the same guy in every movie. Like, it's just a different iteration of the character he plays. It doesn't matter if – and everybody's like, oh, yeah, the fucking – yeah, football coach is the exact same thing as an alcoholic pilot or Malcolm X. I'm like, you're not listening to me. It has nothing
to
do with –
Are you talking about his disposition and his demeanor? Yes. Whenever he's, I could see that because his demeanor and disposition
is like
is
the
same
in every movie.
Are the characters the same? But that's the reason why when there's somebody like Denzel – or somebody like Trump that has the same type of cadence of speech, the same facial expressions, why somebody who is on SNL can create such a great impression because
the
way that they act. Same thing with John Gruden. Like guys like that that have the same type of patterns of speech, that say the same types of things over and over again in the same kind of way. Ha ha, my man. Like that's the reason why
he's never even – that's the – my man. I didn't even have to –
All
so
right.
you agree?
The problem with this take, Dave, and I've said this I don't know how many times at this point, Denzel Washington is not a method actor. So in your little pea raccoon brain, you can only see range as, oh, well, he looks different in different movies. Because he looks similar in his different roles, you're like, well, he's basically playing the same guy.
That
the character he plays in Training Day versus
is the exact same as any other movie.
It's not. And you know what? I'm not going to argue with you.
No,
about
you
this
are. That's why. That's why he's here.
But it's ridiculous because you'll never have the brain capacity to see what I'm saying.
You just agreed with me and put it into your own words.
No,
I
didn't. I
think that one of the requirements of being just an incredible actor is having range. Acting, being different from
he's got
role
amazing range,
to
Dave.
Role.
He
no,
has amazing
he fucking
range.
Doesn't. Because if you
guess
ask,
what? You can't be a you can't have if you don't have range, you're not as believable as a complete jerk, corrupt cop as you are as a freaking attorney working for, Tom Hanks in Philadelphia as you are working as, John Q, the character where he...
You keep bringing up the characters they are playing. I'm talking about how he attacks portraying each character from role to role.
Yes, it's not overt. It's not like Daniel Day-Lewis. Because it's not overt, you can't notice it because you're not capable of it.
I kind of agree with Dave here because there is certain actors that are very good, like Edward Norton, for example. Edward Norton, you could point to that he has different roles that are extremely different from each other. That even though Denzel's roles are different, the way that he presents himself in those roles, a lot of the characteristics, a lot of the mannerisms are the same.
Thank you. That is all I say.
You disagree with that, Cons? You think that he has varied? I think that all of his performances are great, and I think he's probably a top three actor of our generation, but I don't think that he gives a lot of varied performances.
He doesn't, and I don't understand what's wrong with saying that. And Cons
is a really great actor. I think Jack Nicklaus doesn't do it.
There's another example.
Anthony Hopkins doesn't. He does it
the
same way.
And people are always like, what about Adam Sandler? I'm like, Adam Sandler isn't revered as some great actor. At this point, maybe, because of his last handful of movies.
He did get Best Picture for Click. So
you're going to tell me that the guy Jack Nicholson played in As Good As It Gets is the same guy as The Shining? Has mannerisms?
95% of his roles are the same. Type of disposition.
Disagree. Just because people have mannerisms, humans have mannerisms. And I think short of being a method actor where you drastically change how you sound, how you look, you have to look a little harder to see these actors that have great range.
Just because they have the same mannerisms and
they sound the same doesn't mean they lack range.
See, this is a good example. This is why I wanted to have Cons and Dave on, because this is the type of conversation. But because Cons is known as the fancy boy, I mean, he's wearing a fucking vest and it's still inside. How hot is it right there?
I'm sitting inside in the AC. It's 90 degrees outside, but I'm inside.
Oh, yeah. So we're still wearing a vest. It's 90 degrees. He looks handsome, I will say that. But he has a lot of takes that are, even though he disagreed with the way that we used it, persnickety is the way that we phrased it.
Hand up. I didn't realize that the second definition of persnickety. You called me on that, and that was fine.
There was nothing to say after. It was the most clear, I was right, you were wrong of all time.
Yeah.
So the etiquette, because he calls you raccoon boy all the time, I wanted to have an etiquette conversation and see where you guys fell, if there's differences or not. And now remember, you have to think of all the different scenarios when I'm talking about this. So the first one, for example, is from airplane bathrooms, all right?
Okay.
So I went to our etiquette on Reddit, and this is some of the different scenarios that I found. So the first one, when flying, I always find that the odd way that the plane roof slopes makes it difficult to pee standing up. In addition, if you have turbulence while in there, there's a near definite chance of pissing on everything. I recently found it's easier to just pee in the sink. It's at the right height and it just sucks it away. Then I can wash my hands after. Just have to make sure to flush the toilet before walking out so people don't think you were wanking off in there. Dave, your first thoughts, are we peeing in airplane sinks?
I've never thought about it. I wouldn't do it, but the guy makes a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a short. Everybody knows that. I'm 5'7". Mm-hmm. So, I fly 2 days from now, so I guess I can really put it to the test. But no one likes to piss in an airport bathroom.
No.
It's the worst thing. Better yet,
not even airport, just the plane.
I meant the plane bathroom. Yeah. That's the worst thing on earth. No, I wouldn't do it, and... Two, I would be standing up, but I would wipe.
All right, let's say...
I'd give it a wipe down with the toilet paper on the seat, because inevitably you're going to splash. I'm not touching my sacred ass cheeks to that disgusting toilet, though.
Okay, Cons.
I mean, so you were kind of wavering a little bit. You're like, all right, I see his point, but I wouldn't myself.
Airport Chili's, you had 3 gin and tonics, and you're in a little bit of turbulence in there. You're telling me you're not pissing in the sink, Dave?
I've never thought to piss in the sink.
But now that it's in your brain.
I'll think about it, but I won't do it.
Cons?
He's going to do it. He's absolutely going to do it. We know he's going to do it.
Also, I have incredible kidneys, bladders, everything.
Wow.
I never piss on a plane. I have to be like dying. I think I've pissed on. I can remember when I got sent back from New York City after 20 minutes. I pissed on the plane then, but it's because it was an empty plane as well.
What's the longest flight you've ever been on, Dave?
Panama City to Chicago direct was like 6.
Not Florida, right?
Panama, the country. No. The country, yes.
Yeah.
Like, Panama okay. City, Panama.
That's a pretty good one. I would do it. If there's too much turbulence that's going on.
Why wouldn't you just sit down?
Because I feel like it's
pissed seat.
Have you ever gone and like actually had to sit on the toilet seat in a plane? It's just uncomfortable.
I'm sure I have at some point in my life. I can't. I try to avoid, though. I try to avoid needing to sit on an airplane bath toilet.
Same. So, but if it's at the right height, it doesn't matter where I'm at. If there's like a 3-inch sweet spot for a sink, that's just begging to be pissed in. Like you want to lay your dick over it and just kind of hang out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've pissed in sinks in my life, but never a bad. See, here's the thing. I do take into consideration what other people will feel like. It doesn't have to be kind of, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't want people, even if they don't know, I don't want them in my pissy sink.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah. I guess I'm not as raccoon boy as some.
Yeah, I'm
well, that's only, this is this only the first thing. One.
Yeah, hold on. You never answered, though.
He said
no,
he wouldn't.
No,
do it.
I would never. I would never. Because that's rude to do
no
the other passengers.
Yeah. I see. I wouldn't even care about the passengers as much as the
cleaning crew.
Yeah, the flight attendants.
Yeah.
Well, whomever. Crew. It's just inconsiderate.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. This one might have a little different. So this one was kind of interesting. I never even thought about it. Restocking things that you use up as a guest in somebody else's house. So it says, recently my spouse and I visited his aunt. We got our own room with an ensuite that is not connected to the rest of the house, so it was just ours to use alone while we were staying there for a few days. I noticed we started to run out of toilet paper, and I couldn't find any in the cupboards. My first thought was just to restock them, but my spouse said that this would be very rude. I'm quite confused because in my family, if I use the last remaining bit of something, coffee for instance, I always restock it so they don't have to worry about opening the cupboards and realize that they're out. I ended up asking the host where she keeps the toilet paper, and she gave me some rolls she had from another room. Meanwhile, I casually mentioned that I was contemplating on picking some up from the store for her, and she also found it weird and off-putting. Fair enough, but different traditions in some different families, I suppose. So was I weird for offering to buy toilet paper that I had used?
You can start.
I don't think that's weird. I think that's polite, but I think the bigger question is, why are you going through that much toilet paper during a stay at your friend's or aunt's house? I mean, that's the bigger question.
I could see it is weird, though, right? Like, when I stayed at your house, Cons, if I came out the next morning, like from the guest room, and I was like, hey, dude, I went out and I know that I used some toilet paper here, so I went to the bodega and got a couple rolls for you. Like, because I used
it. If you lose, if the like, last
what
roll,
are you doing?
The last roll, yeah. But I wouldn't be doing that to, like, replace it. I'd be doing that so I can have it in the surplus of toilet paper they would have.
They already had some in this scenario. They had other ones. Like, they already had other ones, and she just wanted to replace, what she had used.
That's a weird move.
A little above and beyond.
That's being too much of an ass kiss to me. I don't like this guy. Fuck
I would. I think I would be insulted if somebody was like, hey, I went out and bought you. You could bring almost anything as a guest. Right, like wine, food, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Toilet paper.
That's a weird move.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit of a weird move.
All right, so we're both on that.
Especially if it's family too. It's like you didn't pay to stay there. It's they're doing that. Like if I were in the aunt's shoes, I would have everything. Like I'd have multiple cases of water, all the cereal, milk, coffee, and everything.
Just buy it all.
And they wouldn't be expected. Like, it's my house is your house, you know? That's a weird move. Come back with, like,
that
a couple
weird.
Single shot.
All right, little more military-specific cons. Is it a weird thing to wear a short-sleeve shirt under a suit? The only difference is that you can't see the fabric of the shirt coming out from the wrist. Is this a no-go? It's my military suit, and I don't have an option to get my long-sleeve shirt washed. I was planning on wearing this to a job interview. It's not like a banker or any other type of job where people usually wear suits. Your thoughts, Cons?
Wait, time out. He's going to wear his uniform to an interview? To a civilian interview?
There's so many things in this one. Like wearing your service dress uniform to a job interview is quite possibly the most douchey thing a veteran can do, I would say.
Yes. Yeah, that's a little heavy-handed. So that's number one. I would never wear my uniform to a job interview.
It almost be like two, a Step Brothers where the fart's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's kind of screwed up now. That's not. Yeah, the tuxedos aren't as funny. You got to go long sleeve shirt. You can't wear. I mean, if that's all you have, a short sleeve shirt, that's a little weird.
I thought you'd come in stronger for this one. I thought you'd be appalled.
I'm appalled.
Well, I mean,
you can't do
if you're
that.
Wearing a suit, if you're wearing a suit, you need to have a long sleeve shirt. I should be able to see the cuff of your shirt through your suit. I mean, but I will say in certain scenarios where you might be in a suit, but then you have a more casual shirt on underneath, but that's not a job interview. If I'm going to a job interview, you absolutely have to have a long sleeve shirt underneath your suit.
I kind of feel for the guy because I would assume that if he could have one, he would have one. Maybe he just doesn't have
Let's not act like you can't get a shirt.
For
you can get a cheap shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, I mean, not even $30. You can take your ass to Kohl's and get one for like $5.
That's
what I'm
talking.
They'll probably give you $5 to take one.
That's what I'm saying. Right. But, I mean, you can't. If you're wearing a jacket and you have to have a long sleeve shirt on.
True. How many funerals do you think you've gone to?
I have gone to exactly one in my entire life.
One, just one.
I've been.
Wait, how's that possible?
My grandpa died, and that was like I did go to my grandma's, but I don't remember it. So I guess two technically, but aside from that, a ton of like just celebration of life, like parties where everybody's getting shit faced, not
like actual funerals,
coffin and service and all that.
Cons.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin to give a guess. I've been to a lot in my life, unfortunately, you know?
Like, let's give and dozens. In terms of dozens, how many do you think?
Two dozen at least.
Two dozen? So you've been at 24 different ones at least?
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Do you feel
sure.
like, because I know you're an invitation guy, if somebody emails you, you answer back. Somebody invites you to a funeral, do you feel obligated to go?
Why would I get invited? No, a funeral is not something you get invited to. Like, you know, you got to.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, you just need to know.
You get notified? You get notified? Is that what you consider it? Not an invitation?
It's a
notification, right? That we're doing.
Well, it's a notification that the person died and when the services are. If a person's close to you, you ask, okay, when are the services? You ask their family, when are the services? And then it depends on how close you are to the person. And maybe this is just like being in Jersey and Catholic. Like if you kind of know the person or it's your friend's parent or something, you might just go to the wake. But if it's somebody you actually really know, you're going to go to the wake. And then you're also going to go to the funeral the following day.
What's your barometer though, if you're going to go?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Like, do you have one certain number of dinners that you have to go to, certain number of times that you have actually met them? What's your barometer to go to the funeral?
I don't think you've had to meet them.
Like,
at
would
all.
You go to Dave's funeral?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, no, no,
yeah.
no. That would.
No, no,
I,
no, no,
I hope
no.
to
You're
God
not
I never
invited
have
to.
To
that funeral. That is an invitation.
All right,
funeral only. Only
fine,
those closest to me will be invited.
Okay, so that this
then
one,
I, won't come.
I never go to funerals or weddings. Unless I'm like directly tied. Like I feel the only wedding that I've ever felt bad about not going to was Khan's. Like I felt bad about not going to his. I don't remember what was happening, but something was happening.
I was invited to that one. I just didn't show up and I'm feeling great.
But other than that, I don't give
a shit.
Real
classy move
going
there.
To it.
Yeah.
It was only you, Khan's.
Yeah. Nick will back me up on this. I think this is like kind of like a Catholic thing where I'll give you an example. My uncle passed away a handful of years ago. I get to the wake. His bartender at his local bar was at the wake because, he served him a bunch of times, obviously, and knew him enough to, like, come pay his respects. You just go to pay your respects And that's the barometer, really, like in terms of if you're close to them, then you got to go to the funeral. But if you just kind of knew the person, or maybe you knew, you know, it's your friend, like I said, and it's their family member, you got to go pay your respects.
What's yours?
If it's one of the like high school fellas, immediate family members, like their dad, mom, sister, whatever. Yes. In-laws out.
You wouldn't go to your in-laws?
No, I'm saying like their in-laws shit.
Oh, I thought you meant
no.
You get married eventually.
I mean, maybe not.
Have that as a hard and fast rule. Like, I'm not going to anybody on your side's funeral.
I would like to start that. Can we do that?
I haven't been to anybody on my wife's side's funeral, and I never intend to.
Yeah, don't go.
I mean, I think I'm going to get through like 70 years of never doing that.
I think that would, yeah.
So here's the question. Am I supposed to go to my dentist's funeral? So my dentist died, except for a period when I was in the military. He had been my dentist since my early teens, almost 30 years. Even so, I can't say I knew him at all as a human. He was just my dentist, and I don't really feel like going to his funeral. I think sending cards to his wife and practice should be sufficient. My brothers, on the other hand, are acting like they lost an uncle or a grandpa. I have no idea why. My dentist was a nice guy, but he was never overly familiar. But we got an invitation from the practice saying that they would love it if we could all come. They're all going, but I'm not. Would I be a jerk for skipping out?
I don't think so. Not at all.
No, I don't think so. Because it's like your dentist. I mean, 30 years is a long time, though. But at most, you're seeing that person twice a year, maybe three times a year for 30 years. I would see that be a situation where you show up to the wake. You pay your respects to the family.
There is no chance I'm going to that wake. Absolutely.
No, I mean, I personally probably would not. I'd send maybe a card or something, but
actually,
I don't think
you
I
know
would
what?
Go to the wake.
Granted, so I've been going to the same barber, and I go once a month, granted.
Yeah.
For 6-7 years now.
Yeah.
And if it was 30 years, like, so he did slide into my DMs. I don't know what I was talking about. He's like, he's a stoolie.
Mm-hmm.
In like 2017, maybe, he slid into my DMs. He's like, hey, I'm a barber. Big time. It's a well-known barbershop in Chicago. Like, I'd love to take care of you. Flip that hair around. Like, flip it from a 2 to a 3.5. I'm like, I'm
hell
in.
Yeah.
I think if he died, I would go to his funeral.
After, what haircut do you think that was, it switched for you? Like, when you went
That's
from-
That's a good question.
Went from, there's no way to, I'm definitely going.
Well, as soon as he started, I don't know if we can talk about this yet. Do you know what barbers are typically known for doing on the side?
No.
They're bookies.
Okay.
I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, we could say bookies, I think.
I think we can say that now, yeah.
Okay.
Because we're not endorsing it or saying that we use it.
I mean,
we know that they exist.
That relationship.
Okay.
Which made it a little different. It was a little more personal. So
I think it's a really gut feeling with this person, with the dentist, Dave, with his barber/bookie. If it feels like you should go, you should probably go. If you have to give it thought, you should probably just go.
That's true. That's a good point, Cons.
At what point are you the clientele and you would go? Who do you think you're most likely to go with besides your barber?
That would be...
anybody, Cons, that you would deal with on a regular basis? I could see if you were golfing and you had a consistent caddy.
Yeah. Caddy, that'd be a good one.
I've never had a caddy.
You probably won't ever either, so don't worry about it.
I don't want one. I can carry my own shit.
Okay. I guess maybe somebody in the community, like if you go to like, maybe you have your local liquor store that and the owner of the liquor store or... a deli that you go to once a week. I think it's just a gut type feeling. Like, oh, if I knew that person well enough, then maybe I should go.
I'm not going unless you have the same blood as me or if we've been around other people who split blood together.
Okay.
That's my barometer. Right. It's blood related.
I don't want anybody, like, just like fucking toss me in Lake Michigan and like go get shit faced at a local saloon.
I want to get burned up and turn into a tree.
There you go. That'd be a good one.
I want to be a nice, strong
like
oak.
One of those from Lord of the Rings that like stomp on the orcs and stuff.
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay.
A murderous tree. All right, here's the last one. This one is a wild one, too. This is the reason why I thought about bringing you on for it. I was hosting a get-together at my home last night with about 10 people, me included. One of my friends, Jenny, brought her new boyfriend, Elliot, who I hadn't met before. Elliot got up to use the bathroom and he was in there for well over 30 minutes. I really had to go, so I waited for him to be done and then immediately went to the bathroom. Elliot had left a very, very obvious skid mark in the toilet despite both a plunger and toilet brush being on either side of the toilet. Something you should know about me, I don't take any shit, literally or figuratively. I was not cleaning up after this man. I called Elliot over and refused to get up. I said, again, can I speak to you privately? And he basically laughed at me and said, whatever you have to say to me can't be that private. So I, who was very annoyed at this point, decided to give him exactly what he asked for. Okay, well, can you please come in and clean the toilet because you left a very obvious skid mark and I would like to use a clean toilet. Elliot turned bright red and started stammering about how he definitely didn't leave skid marks. He did. I cleaned the bathroom before guests arrived and he was the only person to use the bathroom. And this happened less than an hour into our get together. He said, in fact, hadn't even gone number two and that I was sick for trying to make him clean up somebody else's poop. Gaslighting much? That's exactly what he was expecting me to do for him. I then said that Jenny, that she's welcome to stay, but her boyfriend is going to have to leave. So she kicked this person out. At this point, he hopped up and said, fine, and went to the bathroom and cleaned the toilet while swearing and making a huge deal out of things. Then they left Jenny apologizing in whispers. It was really awkward, and our Saturday evening got broken up really early as a result of a little scene. Jenny sees my point but feels like I have embarrassed Elliot a lot. The rest of my friends just seem embarrassed by the whole thing. Who do you think was right, Jenny or Elliot?
Jenny.
Jenny?
Yeah, Jenny. Yeah.
That said, like, if this happened to me and I'm like, oh, what the fuck, this asshole, I'm cleaning it up and I'm holding that grudge against that person for the entirety of time. I wouldn't air him out like that. I would just take the brusher and do it myself while thinking less of that human.
I would phenomenon.
Also.
Go ahead.
Why do you even care if there's a streak in there? It's like, it's not like it's like, you know, jumping out and touching you. So, I mean, it's unsightly, sure, but it doesn't really impact your time there. Sure.
Can we, all right, Cons, if you answer this incorrectly, you're just the most full of shit human in the history of full of shit people.
I like where this is going.
When you see a little skid mark and you're walking in there to take a whiz, you're fucking using that stream of whiz to wash off.
Oh, yeah, target practice.
Yeah, target practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But so, the other thing is, too, you have to realize...
I mean, Jenny can't do that to her defense.
No, true. But you have to realize it has to be a very, very big emergency for me to use the restroom in that manner
huge.
In someone's home that I am not just meeting for the first time.
No, the first time I spent the night at Dan's house, I shit in there like right away. I just need to establish it. Yeah. But that being said, with the heavy skid mark thing, I'd almost prefer somebody just leave a whole dump in there than a skid mark. Because one, you know, like a full dump, it's in there. Like it's just in there, somebody took it. A skid mark, a heavy skid mark, and you know, like the streaks and shit.
Oh yeah.
That's just a grosser dump. I feel like that's a worse mental picture than the whole turd in the toilet.
Just like a big
because you know plop, how heavy it was. Like that's it goes to the bottom, it goes past the water level, it sticks to the porcelain, which is designed not to have
force.
Things stick to it.
Yes, it needs force to stick to that.
Yeah, and even the powerful jets of the water didn't stop that shit from sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's grosser.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
All right.
So, do you think that Jenny should have approached Elliot in that manner? Would you do that at your house, Cons? You go in after you clean it up for a whole damn visitor. Somebody comes in there and skids it up. Are you making a comment or are you letting it roll?
I think it's, I mean, if it's my own home, I don't think it's very couth to publicly shame someone in your home. So I probably just let it go. But
if you come out next, they're going to think it was you that was skidding it up. That's the because Jenny has to say something or clean it up because she comes out and like, hey, look, I skidded the whole place up. Or she doesn't say anything and the next person goes in there. They're going to think Jenny's a heavy dumper.
That's true.
That's why Jenny's
she's
got to clean it up.
Yeah.
You can't have that stain on your image, no pun intended.
And I don't really think it matters how much you leave like skid marks at somebody else's house. I don't think it's polite to clean it.
Really?
Else's house.
In the rare instance that I am taking a shit taking an away game shit, then I am flushing that thing multiple times, like as I'm pooping, so it doesn't. There's no worse feeling in the world than when you clog that toilet. There's no plunger, and you see that toilet just slowly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Time like you're like, please don't do it. It is hell on earth. Flushing multiple times that entire time. I'm running sink water. I'm doing all the works to make it sound like.
You know who has the strictest courtesy flush rules in the game?
Who's that?
Jail.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's right there among everybody.
It's right there, everybody. You got to be flushing like every 2 seconds when you're in jail.
Damn.
Or else you'll get your ass kicked.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's like prison rules, yeah, not like actual rules. Okay.
No, like prison rules for real.
Yeah, you should abide by prison rules if you're ever guesting someone's home and you have to use the restroom.
That's a good.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Did this accomplish what you were looking for, though?
No, you guys didn't fight about nearly enough.
Oh, there's plenty to fight
about.
I thought
there would be a lot more disagreements. The biggest one's still Denzel.
The only thing is that.
Oh, well, we still didn't talk about Dave. Dave thinking, you know, you need to split a bill and how you do that at a big dinner. But that's another discussion for another day, I guess. Maybe.
No. We can get into this right now because I want to hear Chaps' take on it. So this is where it stemmed from. In February, I guess spelled February, but February we were.
True. Good point.
We were in Milwaukee we were doing video shit up there, and Milwaukee's only like hour 15, and it's close.
Which blew my mind. I found that out at the bowling alley.
It's like 80 miles.
I had no idea.
It's not far.
Geography's tough.
I wanted to get a nice ass steak dinner with the team that night. So there's, I think, 6 of us total there, and I was going to put it all on my card and just divvy it up between Chief Eddie and myself and let all the producers like treats on us for you guys working our ass off. We're at like the nicest steakhouse in Milwaukee. So everybody orders their food. I'm like, actually, can you throw some mussels on there? Oysters it was. And everyone's like, no one wants oysters. I'm like, I don't care what no one wants. Like I'm getting what I want to eat. And they're like, you can't do that. We already got 2 appetizers. I'm like, who in the fuck started what 2? Like I am going to spend $1 billion here if I want to, and I'm going to eat one bite of food if I want to and just waste the rest of it.
How many people were there?
There's 6 of us.
Okay.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I guess and then the argument was like everybody splits the bill. Well, I was paying for it anyways. And then I was going to say, Ryan, you owe this much. Ed, you owe this much. And I was going to take the oysters that I consumed and I consumed only and I was going to pay for those. And I guess that's a big no-no. Societal no-no. You're not allowed to order and pay for your own food at a restaurant.
What's the issue here, Cons? I don't even know the issue could possibly be.
That the rest of the table didn't want to, and it fucks up how you divvy up the evenly split bill. As if
do
30
you can get
minus
whatever. You want. You can get whatever you want, but he was saying you itemize the bill, so you like go through and like charge everyone different amounts.
Yep.
That got lost in translation. That is so I did say that and it was poorly put. What I meant is
that's integrity.
Call it $500, just make it a round number. So say I have a $50 item that only I consumed, only I wanted, then split the bill from $450. You can do the math that easily, and then I take the extra $50. It is very, very simple to do. I know I'm just a dumbass who can't shit. Wake up and wipe his ass after he shits or chew gum at the same time, but I can deduct
$70.
What's the issue here, Cons? I don't see what the issue is.
You have to split the bill evenly no matter what, and you can't get what you want.
Yeah, you just split the bill evenly. We're adults. It's just, I don't really care.
Cons, I paid for the entire meal, though. It was all on my card. So I can look at Eddie and be like, Eddie, you owe me $2. Ryan, you owe me $2. I'll cover $300 of it. How's that? How's that not being an adult, or how's that unfit for society?
The way it was explained to me was very, very different than the way you just
Ed and Ryan wouldn't let me order what I wanted to order.
Yeah, I feel like once that happens, then all hell breaks loose. You got to let people order what they want to.
Everybody could have done the exact same thing. Yeah. It didn't matter. It's a free-for-all. We're getting a great dinner. Everybody get every single thing on the menu they want. Throw money out the window. Have fun. Enjoy your experience. But they were the ones like, you're commandeering the menu. I'm like, no, I'm not. You guys are. You guys are the ones telling me what I can't eat. And just because there's not like a table consensus on appetizers, get all the appetizers. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
that's where I think about it.
Only two appetizer rules egregious when there's more than like five people there.
Yeah.
You got to be able to get
one. Yeah, I didn't agree with that. I didn't agree with that. But also, you wore a hoodie to a restaurant. I'm sorry, Dave. You're not a billionaire. You're not a professional athlete. You can't wear a hoodie to a nice restaurant.
Okay, that was the other thing.
But
that
he
dinner,
is a podcaster. I feel like societal norms for that are low.
I was on my way to a concert, and we literally, in the Uber, were like, oh, shit, we got a fucking table of Chicago cut. I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, I look like ass right now. I understand that, cons. You don't wear a fucking hoodie to a dinner like that. I didn't have a choice, okay? Typically, I wouldn't. Typically, I would do my hair.
So what I'm gathering from this, you guys have more similarities than differences.
No, cons likes to
nitpick. Even with the hoodie thing, you wouldn't have done it if you had your drudges about it. You wouldn't have been in there.
Of course, I know how to dress at a fucking restaurant. I can fake
it. Cons admitted that he's wrong about Denzel Washington.
The only difference
is, oh, I'm not wrong about Denzel. I'll stand fast on Denzel.
My raccoon
Dave
abilities.
I'm sorry to say, Dave has now changed his whole story because he realized how ridiculous he was. This is not the story that was told back in April.
Go and fucking what's
I'm looking at the blog right now that I wrote. I have the receipts here. You were like trying to like itemize the bill.
Let's hear some of the
receipts. I said that so poorly. I would never go and be like, hey, you owe me $20 because you ate a fucking side salad. But if I order more than the rest of the table, I will pay for my food 100% of the time. And you will not let me not order something that I want to get. If I order $200 of food, you're getting $300 and you can divvy up the bill that way if it's going on your card. If I'm putting it on
my
card, I'm
this,
getting
Dave,
everything
like,
else.
You shouldn't have to worry about like you should have to pay more because you wanted the oysters and only you ate the oysters. It doesn't matter. If
so
you
then
had, if
your
you
beef is really with Eddie and Chief. Your beef is with them, not Dave. Because they're the ones that say you can't order something and that he has to pay for his part.
Well, I do think it's also – no. I do think like – by no means, you know.
And how many
you...
times have you said, if you want to order what you want, order what you want? Like,
yeah, I think
that's
you're
what
more
I'm
on
doing.
Dave's side here
and then
than
and then you
Chief.
Yell at me when I do it. And it's like, oh, you can't
true,
divvy
cons.
Up the bill evenly.
It's true.
No, what I was saying was, if you can order whatever you want, but there is a decorum when you're out to dinner with a group where you try to like order something that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That
but
of
if
course
there is something specific
I didn't,
at that place.
I didn't say no to a single thing that they wanted. Not a single thing.
Well, Eddie did say that you said no to the button mushrooms, that like the chorizo stuff. Button.
I
mushrooms.
Would never in a million years say no to anything mushroom because I fucking love mushrooms.
Oh, well, that was untruthful by Eddie.
Sorry, I'm looking at your tweet right now, Dave. You said, of course you itemized the check. People
I,
got
and I've said
upgrades.
It. Quit focusing on that. I said it fucking horribly wrong.
Okay.
In that exact moment, yes, it looks like I'm saying, oh, you got a filet mignon and a side salad. Well, I got a porterhouse with crab legs, three appetizers, multiple cocktails, and that. No. That's not how it goes. Of course, I know that. I'm not a fucking savage. But if I'm told no to something, I'm going to get it forever moving forward, and I'm going to pay for it. No one else is going to pay for it. The bill will be taken care of. It won't be an issue. The only issue
again,
is that people
I don't
are telling
think you
me
have
no
to take
something
care of
that.
It. Short of you ordering like a $500,
then you're not allowed to bitch
a bottle of wine to yourself.
Of course,
like
of course, you're arguing exceptions to rules now. You're arguing exceptions to rules now. Of course, if you order the $500, that's on you.
I don't even
you.
Think you guys disagree. I think you guys
no,
are
con,
agreeing.
No, of course, cons is an expert.
Well, because he changed his whole story, chap.
No, I fucking
we
did it. You keep
circles.
You have the hang up
keep going
on me saying itemizing.
Raccoon
yes,
boy's gonna go back to his alley.
I itemize the it's bill fine. When mm-hmm. I have when I know that I have $1 billion on that bill. I itemize the bill. I'm saying, hey, dude, here's a $500 bill. I was responsible
Why do
for
you
at
always
least.
Always hear the bathroom in here. Is it through the
it's
headphones?
It's a dentist office up there. Oh. No, I think it's just. Pipes. There's a dentist office up there. But if there's a $500 tab between three people, call it. And if I'm responsible for 400 of those dollars, I'm going to give you $400 and you guys can work out the rest. And it is simple.
Again, that's another exception. I think more often
than
not,
use
when
round
a group
numbers.
Of adults goes to dinner, it's very even in terms of who pays what.
Then just don't very, say no to something. You can't have it both ways. You can't bitch about me ordering something, then bitch about not having the receipt.
All right, well, I'll take this up with Chief and Eddie as well.
All right, go I'll ahead. I don't give well. A shit. What and I they are they got the same exact thing that I did that you just did. Is anytime I'm out to eat with them, I am ordering the entire fucking menu and I'll pay for it just out of spite because of this conversation between the three of us. And like I said, he's trying to have it both ways, chaps. Mm-hmm. He's trying to say you have to divvy it up equally.
Classic con.
Order what you want. But you like you can't get this and it's like well, you're arguing three different things.
That is one thing about Cons. He has a very particular set of social norms that he goes by and he sticks by them. And I will say, of all the things that I know of consistency of people, Cons is consistent about that shit. Like his rules of etiquette and manners are as steadfast as they come.
I agree with that.
Ed gets on my nerves so bad. Like, he's like, oh, I will interview, like, a congressman or something like that, and I'll send him a text after things. He bust out his entire stationery with his leather pen with, like, a fucking feather on it that somehow Thomas Paine used. And
I like the handwritten note, thank you. I've done that before.
Got to write a handwritten thank you note, yeah.
Do you have your own stationery?
I do not, but I do buy stationery when I do that and make it look like it's of my own to an extent, as much as you can.
Well, that's shocking. See, you guys have more in like than
I was. I was about to wrap. I mean, unless you want to keep going, because we could. But no. I was about to wrap up. Is I have no problem wearing my few and far between raccoon behaviors on my sleeve and just being unapologetic about
that. That's how I was in the dessert draft. There are certain things about me that I recognize are still very white trash.
Oh,
and that's okay. So my number one overall pick for a dessert is key lime pie.
I don't think that's
what. Wow, that's a terrible first pick. Jesus,
I just I love it's, it though. Like
and
I said,
coconut cream pie. It's give too it to limey. Me, baby.
But all right, like I'm trying to think of an example. Like I do live alone, so I eat a ton of white trash food. I call it. I do want to start a video series called White Trash Cooking, just the shit I whip
white
up
trash Dave
it's when
right
I'm
there,
high,
right there in front of your face.
But I would say my credit score is excellent.
Okay.
I got good grades in college. My apartment is pristine.
The first place you're
pristine.
What are we talking pristine. About? We're doing 760, 780. Where are we at?
765, but I do owe my college $20,000 that they will never get out of spite.
There you go. I like that, but the
man's got to have principles.
That's a balance. It's not a loan. That's a balance. That's
a
what
balance.
They say I owe them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so it's not.
How long have you been out?
I'm 34, so
7 years is done.
10 years.
You're done. Debt goes away 7 years.
It's not. It's,
you know that's
it's
a biblical
not a loan,
principle.
Though.
That's
it's
from
just
the Bible.
What I owe them.
Did you guys know that the 7 years debt going off year is from the Bible? It's a Judeo-Christian value.
So that's the same for bankruptcy, right?
If you didn't collect your debt in 7 years, it's gone.
It's gone.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they're Methodist. They're a private school. They're affiliated with some church.
Well, they should know.
So they should know.
Just let them know. Just
unless they're
them
a
that,
bunch of hypocrites,
just send
right?
them that article. All right, last thing we do, Dave, you can stick around for it. Save rounds and alibis is the last thing we do. Con, do you have any? It's just like extra shit. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. I was at a first birthday party on Saturday, and the caterer, one of the things they were doing, like personal pizzas. Dude, any slice of pizza that I can take down in two bites, I probably had, I don't know, 18 slices of pizza, the little ones.
Yeah.
Is there a food that you have that if it's in front of you, you'll just keep eating it nonstop?
All of it. Pickles.
Pickles.
I'm a huge
picklehead.
If there's pickles out, I'm... And the little carrots, like if you have like a spread and the carrots and ranch, and I feel like I can dip directly into the ranch, I'm eating carrots all night.
Yeah. Yeah. Chips and dips is one. I'll eat an entire bowl or bag of chips if it's in front of me. This is, you want to hear a white trash shingle, Dave. I did this on Saturday for the UFC fights. I will order a pizza smack at 11 a.m., right when pizza places are opening in Chicago. And I'll eat about half of it in one sitting, and then I'll finish it. I'm talking a family-size 18-inch pizza.
Yeah.
I finished it by, like, I don't know, 8 o'clock that night.
That's a good day.
That's not that crazy.
No, I think that's a good day.
But it's more I'm, like, so full I can't move, but it's there. I'm, like, one more, and it's just, like, slipping out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Anything else, Cons?
No, that's it.
Dave?
I think that's all I got.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot either. We'll be back here next week with Kate. Hopefully she's feeling okay. Send her a little thought, because pneumonia.
Tell her to stop eating cereal.
Yeah.
I saw Kate at the park the other day. Kate and I are kind of neighbors now.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it was like 8 in the morning.
It's unfortunate for her, but, nice and, you know.
I'd say it's great for her. I'm very neighborly. You know why? Because I don't want to talk
she
to
said
you,
she would trust
and
Dave
I don't
to
want
babysit.
You talking. Yeah, she did say that.
Wow.
I know.
I got a nice big-ass pit bull to defend her kid.
Yep. Okay. That's cool.
Do you know that pit bulls used to be called the nanny dogs?
My pit bull could not defend. He's the softest, sweetest, most welcoming dog. It doesn't matter who walks into that house, he's best friends with them.
Did you know that concept? They used to be nicknamed the nanny dogs because back in like the early 1900s when the pit bulls were first really introduced here, they were used primarily by farming families. And they would teach the dog to stay and protect the baby while they would be out sitting in the fields. So if the baby was at home taking a nap, then the pit bull would stay there. And when the baby started stirring, the pit bull would go outside and start creating a ruckus for the family to come back and come and get the baby again.
Yeah, very cool.
Because they're very protective and loyal. If anybody came try to mess with the baby, good luck.
There we go.
All right.
Sound the retreat.